to get some more solidity on their hold of a wild card spot in the Western Conference. Didn't happen. To find out what happened and where they go from here, because the schedule is not easy. Joined by Patrick Williams from NHL.com, who follows the Jets. How you doing, Patrick?
Good. How are you?
I'm excellent. I guess the simplest way I can ask this is, what happened? 2-0 and losing. What happened?
Some of the old habits of the old Jets came creeping back into their game around the midway point in the second period last night. And it's something that Paul Maurice has been mostly successful in removing from their game. But every so often, those habits creep back in, and it happened last night. And they didn't necessarily get the goaltending to compensate for those breakdowns. And here they are. They're in a tough spot now, for sure.
Well, you're talking about those habits. For people who haven't followed every game of the Jets this year, what has been their downfall? Where is it that they let down?
They tend to start chasing the puck around anytime there's some pressure applied. They're much better when they dictate the pace of the game and when they decide how the game is played. It's more an issue for them when the other team pushes back, and that's what Vancouver started to do. And then once Vancouver scored that first goal, you could see a lot of that, fear. I don't know if fear is the right word, but hesitation start to move into the Jets game. And we really saw that on the third goal that Verbato scored. You had four players move to the one side of the ice, and then they lost the puck battle, which completely set Verbato free, and he walked right in on Hutchinson. So it's things like that where they're a lot more structured overall under Paul Maurice, but every so often you still do see some of those old Jets habits work their way into their game.
Yeah, we call that a Macaulay Culkin goal. He was home alone, that's for sure. He got completely abandoned by the defense. Winnipeg is like any other city in the NHL. There's always a debate about goaltending, who should play, who shouldn't play, etc. Andre Pavlik coming off of being a star of the week in the NHL, and yet Michael Hutchinson got the call. Second guessing on that?
I think there were some among the fan base. I think most people, they understood the reasoning of the back-to-back situation the Jets were in. And maybe there were some that almost felt that you don't want to push your luck too far with Pavlik. He's the type of goalie that can get on a hot streak, but equally you can go on a cold streak just as quickly. So I was surprised that they didn't start Hutchinson necessarily on Monday against Edmonton. I know Pavlik was coming off a shutout, but that would have probably been an easier time to work Hutchinson in there and then bring Pavlik back against Vancouver. But it didn't work out that way. Now we're going to have to see who gets the call on Thursday. You have Montreal Canadiens coming into town, and that will not be an easy challenge for them.
Has Paul Maurice had a pattern with the goalies? Has he had something you could identify in terms of how he used them?
Only that he'll ride the hot goalie, and no matter who he is. He started Hutchinson 8 consecutive games, and then he started Pavlik 6 consecutive games, and that's just in the past month. Hutchinson, for about a good 2-month period there in mid-season, really took over the number one job. Even if Maurice wouldn't acknowledge that he was the number one goalie, he certainly had the workload of a number one goalie. And Maurice is, above all else, he's a practical coach, and he's not too married to any one goalie. He'll just ride whoever's hot at that moment.
Talking with Patrick Williams, who is the Jets beat reporter for NHL.com. You never give up on these things. There is always a chance that somehow the Jets could perhaps catch third in the division before the end of the season, although it's looking unlikely. I guess they are, as opposed to Calgary, which could maybe get in as third or could get in as a wild card. The wild card is pretty much it right now for the Jets fans, I presume.
Pretty much, it's wild card or bust. They can't even catch Minnesota. Every time they've gotten within a point of Minnesota a couple times, and then Minnesota will run off another couple wins. And the Jets went on a 5-game winning streak, and they're still really nowhere closer to the Minnesota Wild than they were 2 weeks ago. So Minnesota is going to be tough to catch, let alone trying to catch Chicago, who has the third spot in the Central Division. So it pretty much is that second wild card or bust. And the main issue with that is you have the LA Kings nipping at your heels if you're the Winnipeg Jets. And it's really getting hard to think that LA won't make one final charge here in the last 2 weeks. So Jets have a tough road here. They have a really tough homestand coming up. They have Montreal, Chicago, and the Rangers all in a row there. And then they finish that homestand against Vancouver. So in about 10 days or so, when the homestand ends, we'll have a pretty good sense of where this Jets team is as far as a playoff spot.
Yeah, I'm sure that the fans in Winnipeg felt the same way as they did in Calgary last night watching the Rangers and the Kings game. I think a lot of people anticipated the Rangers putting the brakes on the LA Kings, and that didn't happen. And of course, you have to go out and play and lose a 2-0 lead. That's pretty tough with that homestand coming up. Tell me a little bit about the character of this team or the chemistry of this team. Major changes partway through the season. How did they change the chemistry of this team?
Well, for one thing, whatever side you're on the Evander Kane issue, it was certainly an issue that was hanging over their heads for a long period of time. And once they finally pulled the trigger on that move and made it, and they brought in a real solid veteran like Drew Stafford and a really intriguing defenseman like Tyler Myers, those two came in. They're very low-key personalities. They're very no-maintenance type of players, and they fit into the dressing room right away. And they also start to produce right away. Each player, right from the first game on, took on a major role. Myers plays with Toby Enstrom, and that's probably been the Jets' most consistent pairing in the past month. And then Drew Stafford is the type of player that you can kind of move him all over the lineup. You can put him on the first line, down to the third line. You can play left side, right side. He's a real steady player. He's a smart player, too. Paul Maurice is always raving about his on-ice vision. And he plays a very steady, conservative game, and that's the sort of game that really fits well in the Paul Maurice system. So it's a kind of team I often say that the Jets 2.0 era became 2.1 when Paul Maurice took over last season, and now it's almost a 2.2 where Maurice really started to put his stamp on the team in terms of personnel in the past month or two, and really started to bring in some of the players that really fit into his game and will play his game, and they'll play his game on a consistent basis. And his system is pretty simple. It's an up-tempo system based on speed, and if you have those assets, you'll fit in pretty well. And it's something that those two players especially, and then to some extent Lee Stepniak and Jiří Tlusti, have been able to do and come in and solidify things, and that's what they needed.
Talking with Patrick Williams, who is the Winnipeg Jets beat reporter for NHL.com. There's been a bunch of sort of storylines this season for Dustin Byfuglien. At one point, people were talking about him as maybe a heart candidate in terms of his value, the kind of performance he was had. At other times, people were sort of scratching their heads about him. He's clearly put things together. For somebody who looks at the team from the outside, is he a major guy in the dressing room, or is he a guy who basically they just sort of let him self-maintain himself and get himself ready for games? Is he a really key guy in the room?
He's both. He's a player that they are somewhat hands off with. They do let him mostly play his game. Now, when Paul Maurice came in, he did put the brakes on some of Byfuglien's more adventuresome habits on the ice because they were becoming issues for a team that really didn't have much margin for error. And as far as in the dressing room, he's a huge presence. He's probably the biggest personality in that room. In a lot of ways, and so goes the Jets in terms of mood. Not having him in the lineup for their last couple of weeks, they definitely seem to have lost a little bit of that swagger that they had earlier in the season. When he's out there, he can take over a game, and I think a lot of the players follow that. So not having him in the lineup, and certainly not having Brian Little in the lineup, it's a little bit more of a piecemeal situation now, where they're kind of having to improvise as they go.
Well, as you say, it's an interesting homestand coming up for the Jets, a make-or-break homestand. Looking forward to seeing how they do. Certainly looking forward to seeing as many Canadian teams in the playoffs, and that would be lovely to see the Winnipeg Jets back into the postseason. Thanks very much for the time today, Patrick.
Hey, thank you. Take care.